Also, today is the 90th birthday of the GOAT of baseball, the Say Hey Kid, Willie Mays, the oldest living Hall of Famer, turns 90 today.
That's awesome.
He played like a kid, thus the Say Hey Kid. Power, speed, defense, he's the greatest baseball player of all time. And I will debate with anybody that wants to get into that. But he celebrates his 90th birthday today. We're not talking about the Willie Mays as a New York Met. We're talking about the Willie Mays outside of being a New York Met. But what an incredible career. Oldest living Hall of Famer. And you know, last year was not a good year for Hall of Famers. We have a heck of a rotation and a lineup of Hall of Famers in baseball that we lost in 2020. All right, Darren Hanson, Omaha men's basketball coach, coming up here in a little bit. But first, let's chat with Mike. Mike, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. I got a quick quiz for you. You got 10 seconds to answer.
All right.
Toughest thing to do in American sport?
Hit a baseball.
No, we saw it the other day in the Cub game, walking Javier Baez.
That's good. Well played.
That's a good one.
Well played.
Thank you. If you do that, you're gone, unless you're a Hall of Famer, and it was Kershaw who's a Hall of Famer. But he did take himself out of the game, you notice. Hey, tell me this. Do you like Buck Showalter as an analyst on TV?
I kind of do. I liked him the other night on the MLB Network on their showcase game.
Yeah.
I thought he was really good.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's the little details. You know, you learn. You know what I was thinking? It's a privilege to listen to him because you learn stuff.
Well, I think some of those old-school announcers or old-school managers, I really enjoy if they can make the easy transition to on-air. I really like Bobby Valentine when he was a analyst. I thought he was really good as well because, like, you know, like Showalter, they were back in the day before analytics took over, and you know they don't need to hold anything back. I thought they were pretty honest and they broke down the game in layman's terms. I've always liked Buck Showalter when the times that he has been on ESPN and now on MLB Network, he is really comfortable on air, and I think he does a fabulous job.
I agree. And did you catch Rizzo's game-winning hit?
Yes, I did. Did you catch the play at first base before then, though?
We're Husker fans and Cub fans. When you strike out over 20 times in a game, which I believe the Huskers did this year, was it 22 times they struck out?
Against Michigan State, yes.
Yeah, not a good thing. And Rizzo, and he's talked about why he chokes up a lot with two strikes. I got tired of striking out. And he's getting a lot of praise, and Showalter praised him quite a bit for that. And most managers I've heard praise that. Remember the B-hack we heard so much about with Van Horn?
Mm-hmm.
How come we don't see enough of that with the Huskers? I mean, a lot of those strikeouts, and I'm watching, are big swings and very little choking up. I mean, what do you think? Should more players be doing it?
I think it's a personal decision. I also think that Will does not subscribe to that philosophy yet with this team.
Do you think they should?
Well, it's not for everyone. It's a little bit different if you've never done it before. It's something that you don't all of a sudden, I think, put in the season. I think it's something you work on in the off season and use it as a philosophy. Maybe Will does that after this year, but he hasn't instituted that in his first 2 years.
You know, I asked Mike Anderson his last year here, and he was, whenever we talked, he was so gracious to me, and I thought he was a good guy. And I said, how come we don't see more of that? You know what he said? Well, players these days don't like to do it. And I wanted to say, well, who gives a throw in the expletive, whether they want to or not? You know, it's all about winning and putting the ball in play. Yeah.
Well, but Coach A was absolutely right. It's, you know, the four-hole hitter thinks he's going to drive one to the gap or hit one out of the ballpark, and he's swinging as hard as he can on a two strikes. You know, he's immediately think, okay, if I choke up, there's no way I'm hitting the ball out of the ballpark. I'm going to hit a little dribbler somewhere.
Yeah, but these strikeouts kill you.
They do. They do. And walking batters to lead off an inning hurts you as well, which was a problem last weekend for Nebraska. Mike, thanks for the phone call. I thought we were going to get deep into a Cubs discussion after the sweep last night. I mean, imagine Jack Peterson having a bat flip like he did on a sack fly and still being able to win the baseball game like the Cubs did. So the Dodgers are struggling. They've lost 13-17. Betts and Seager on hitting. Injuries are starting to catch up. May is out for the year. He's going to have Tommy John surgery. They also, their bullpen has really been a struggle. But that's the first time they've had 68 straight series. This is an amazing stat. 68 straight series that the Dodgers have avoided getting swept until last night. And the Cubs won two of the three games in walk-off variety. They wanted an extra innings last night. They wanted an extra innings the night before. I hate the extra inning rule. I hate it. Twins fans hate it. People hate it. It's bad. If you're going to do it, wait till the 12th inning. Give me regular baseball in the 10th or the 11th.
That's a good compromise.
Whether they lose or they win, I hate the rule. I'm pretty staunch on that. I'm not, you know, cherry picking here. But I'm very, very concerned that just like the 7-inning doubleheader, which I'm coming around on, I think that the extra inning rule will stay. I don't think there are going to be a lot of these rules that are going to be changed in the new CBA.
Oh. I say, oh, because NBA rules seem they're going to stay too.
This is a week for college basketball to start talking about the rules suggestions. I'm hearing more movement towards six fouls. Might be first as an experiment in a tournament, but it doesn't look like they're going to go do wholesale changes like were proposed a couple of weeks ago. All right, Darren Hanson's going to join us next. Omaha men's basketball coach, coming off a 5-20 season. The portal has been good. It's been bad. Today it was good to the Mavs as Akola Rope is transferring to Omaha. We'll catch up with DH. That's coming up next on the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.